Hello and welcome to Marriage Team, where our shows feature real couples in a real marriage coaching session. Today, Marriage Team coaches Al and Autumn Ray talk to a married couple, Kayla and Ashton. Apparently, Kayla and Ashton's friends have noticed that the couple's discussions are looking more like arguments, and that's creating problems within their marriage. Can Marriage Team help Kayla and Ashton? Join us now for an insightful coaching session.
We like to discuss issues, and we tend to be sarcastic with each other, but we understand that it's joking and we have a lot of fun while we discuss these issues. However, our friends seem to think that we have a combative spirit with each other. I feel responsible because I tend to be more argumentative. Ashton is much more willing to concede a point or to say, okay, so we disagree, and he tries to move on, whereas I tend to argue things to death. We never let the issue die. We continue to go back and forth and back and forth, and I think that's the issue.
Ashton, I noticed your head nodding in agreement as Kayla was saying that. So is that the clue that all of a sudden it seems to drag out? Would that be a clue that this is maybe a needless, combative situation?
Yeah, I think what Kayla said is very true, and I never noticed that, but would be a good pinpoint of the problem at hand.
What would it take, what could you say to one another when one of you noticed that situation was going on that would cause you to center, remember the discussions you've had here, and change the course of action?
Well, I know chill out is definitely not a good thing to say.
Well, I was just thinking, when we get in that situation, I could say, do you think we're carrying this too far?
Fine, except it's too out there. I don't want other people to know the signal. I don't want other people to know that you're calling me. It's a pride issue.
I think Kayla right now is focusing on just her personality. When the way I see it, this is the issue of us carrying a little fact too far. So when I say, have we taken this too far, you know, I'm not implying, Kayla, you need to calm down, or you need to stop arguing with me, or you need to stop proving it. I'm thinking we should just not worry about this minor fact.
So one thing, at least as a starting point, would be, have we taken this too far? So that's a question that might work okay when you two are together, alone. But in public, that isn't a good one for you, Kayla.
It just doesn't feel like enough of a trigger to me.
I think what I'm hearing you do is not focus so much on the team, but again, focus on you individually. And it's a mindset, it's a thought process on we are a team, we act as a team together. The team has that responsibility. So
okay.
If you could
so
wrap your head around.
So can Ashton think of anything?
Dead horse.
Perfect. I like that. Does that work for you?
Yeah.
It's so far out there, nobody else is gonna know what it is, and it's so out of the ordinary of what we would be discussing, it would stop me in my tracks, and I could process dead horse.
So let's see if we can just summarize. You started off by first identifying an issue that happened when you were with another couple, that they brought to your attention. You identified some motivation for changing that in your own relationship because it might make other people feel uncomfortable, for the example for your children. You've worked through that, and you've come up with a dynamic play that you can use that will change the course of your interaction to get you back on track. So I think you've done a really good job.
Thank you for joining us today for Marriage Team, where we feature real couples in a real marriage coaching session. If you find that you would like to speak with a marriage coach, or if you're interested in becoming a coach yourself, please visit us at marriageteam.org. Your coaches today were Al and Autumn Ray, founders of Marriage Team. Thank you for listening.